What's going on, everybody? It's Jason, the OKM Whisperer. So sometimes people wonder, is there like a magic bullet? Is there something special about you that you get such good results? The answer really is no. In the fact that there are a lot of great tutors out there. There are a lot of great professors. There are a lot of great people that educate people on organic chemistry. So in that respect, there's nothing that really stands out about me. You can find lots of people that are good at what they do. It's just the fact, I would say, that I approach it differently. There is the organic chemistry, but there's also other factors that come into it that can potentially, what I call, block you from actually getting the grade that you want or getting through the material or understanding it. Now, what I will say is that I have been very successful in helping people navigate through organic chemistry and do very well in it. But I also have to get credit to the students, because although I do have my skills and what I'm able to do, there is another student on the other end, or students on the other end. So I'm not the one going in there and taking the class. I'm not the one going in there and doing the exams and doing the homework and taking the quizzes. I have done that, obviously, because I've got a whole bunch of degrees in organic chemistry, but I'm not doing that right now. So there's always at least two people involved in what I call not a tutoring session, but a conversation. A lot of the sessions are really just like two people hanging out, or a couple of people hanging out and having a really good time and kind of thinking, we all think, you know, this doesn't really feel like we're learning organic chemistry. It sounds like we're just kind of hanging out and going through some stuff. And that's exactly what it is. But I do have to give credit to the students, because they're the ones actually taking it. So it's more of not the fact that I come in, I drop all my knowledge, you can sit back and then walk into your class and get an A. It doesn't work that way. There's got to be some effort on your side as well. So all of these students that I've talked about in one of my podcasts that definitely rocked it out and got A's when they were really tripped up in the middle, I have to give them credit, because they definitely put in the hard work. But what it started with was that they didn't know how to begin for a variety of reasons. And what we were able to do is I could come in and identify very quickly what it was that was keeping them from getting to where they want to go. And once we identified that, we could just set out a plan, and away we went.